We spoke about it once. But after Kabbalah Satoira was Mizboinen, I think maybe it's Kedai to myself and for the Acherim Taka to be Oymed to be Makpid and the Zach, maybe more Lemaisedik, to speak it out Lemaisedik. Siddur Sefer Charedim, one of the Achroinim Akadmoinim, that he brings a big Yesoid. For me, I said already, this Yesoid, Siyata Dishmaya, was a Bacher that asked me to have a Kvias in Sefer Charedim. Once they have a kvias to learn Charedim. So I pushed them off once, twice, three times. So that we made up, we'll have a kvias in Sefer Charedim. And I told him, you know, most of the guys that you have a kvias with, you learn once or twice, and then you stop to learn with them. So you get busy. So I said, so the beginning, came out the beginning of every Sefer in the world already learned with Lada Bach. So there's no point to have another kvias with a bacher again to learn the same pages. So I said, our kvias will start from the back of the sefer, Perek Samach Aleph. And if the kvias will take place, and the kvias will be shtark, so we'll go back and we'll start to learn the beginning. That's what we made up. We'll start from the end. And if it goes shtark, we'll go back to the beginning. This is the way we decided to miyasa the kvias. This is what we decided to miyasa the kvias. So we started to learn the Sefer HaCharedim. We want to say over the Yesoid of the Charedim. Charedim says, it's interesting, Perek Samach, it's not what we learned, he speaks about, it's the Rambam, that a person has to be makbid on every mitzvah. A person that skips a mitzvah, the Rambam calls him mumer lekol haterikulo. The Rabbi Yehine, in the beginning, brings down his akdome. He says, Moshe le'eved, she'omar le'adoinov, Eved told his adoin, kol ma she'toimar li'ese, chutz mi'davar echot. Hari porak ul adoinov me'olov. He's perek oil. He's planning to do everything what the adoin tells him, chutz from one thing. Hari porak ul adoinov me'olov. He's perek oil. He's perek oil adoinov me'olov. This is this akdomen that a person has to keep every mitzvah. Not to have even one mitzvah that a person doesn't keep. Every mitzvah a person has to keep. This is the first Yesod. Then in Perek Samach Aleph, the Charedim says a Givaldik Azach. Af al pi shechayov odom lihizor b'chol ha-mitzvahs. Mikol mokoyim, yesh loy lehachzik be'achas mikol ha-mitzvahs. B'koyach godol ve'asmode shelo yavor oleo kol yemei chayev. Every person has to choose one mitzvah and lehachzik bo. Bikol kikoyach godol ve'asmodo shelo yavir oleo kol yemei chayov. All of his life, this mitzvah he's never over. All of his life he's keeping this mitzvah and he's never over on this mitzvah. Bikoyach godol, he's makbid not to be over on this mitzvah. Why? It says like this. It says a marshal. It says, the Torah is Eitz Chaim Mila Machazikim Bo. The Torah is like a tree. It says, Lama Zogin, a person has a tree, a nice tree inside the water, and he wants to pull out the tree. So he goes and he hugs the tree. And he tries to pull out the tree. The tree will not come out. But if he puts his hands, and he holds one branch very strong, and he pulls, by holding that branch very strong, he will manage to pull out the whole tree out of the water. When he hugs the whole tree and tries to pull out the tree, finish game. But if he holds onto one branch and pulls, chazak, chazak, the whole tree will come out. He says, if a person keeps one mitzvah, chazak, that mitzvah brings kol haterikulo that he could be mekayim. He's zoicha b'kol haterikulo. He says, Hayu de'amrin masecht Shabbos, one of Omar Rab Nachman, tasily, shekiyamti sholosh sudas b'Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, I was mekayim shalosh sudas. Omar Rav Yudah Teisili, שקיימתי, אמונת, שקיימתי, לא הלכתי דל אדמס בלו גילוי הראש. רב שייסל says, תייסי לי שקיימתי מצווס תפילים. רב נחמן says, תייסי לי שקיימתי מצווס ציציס. אומר רב יוסף, לרב יוסף ברי דרבי, אבוך במאה וזויר תפי, what was the mitzvah of your father? אומר לי ציציס. שתיימש. אמוירוין. Moses says, what was your father was so careful? And since he says, I'll tell you a story. My father was walking in a string tour and he didn't walk. He started like that until someone else gave him different tzitzis. He didn't want to walk without the tzitzis. Amiroim, tastily that I ate shalashudas. Tastily that I was mekayim tzitzis. Tastily that I put on tefillin. Tastily. This is the chashivus. Tastily. Zog de Charedim. No, this is the pshat. Every Amoiro had one mitzvah he kept. Tastily that my father kept tzitzis, I'll give him a sholim. He didn't walk. It got to the middle of the street. He stopped walking. He doesn't walk without tzitzis. The other person didn't go down to Amos Begili Haroish. Even when he was swimming, he put a hat on his head. Then the mikveh mamash still the water. He didn't walk. Tastily. So one of them says, my father was marked with Basar B'Cholov. In between Basar and Cholov, he kept 24 hours. And I only keep 12. Chaim Shlevitz says, the whole shmuz, if your father keeps 24, why you don't keep 24? He says, you don't stop keep 24. If you're holding there, you keep. If you don't holding there, you're not, you don't keep. But this is the tastily. Tastily that I'm holding in that madrege. Tastily that I'm holding in that madrege. Zog de Charedim, this is the pshat. A person has to have one mitzvah, that mitzvah he keeps. So this is the pshat in the Gemara in Kiddushin. I was holding it already. Kalaisa mitzvah achas metivim lo yu ma'arichim yomo v'noichel es ha'oretz. So the Gemara fragt, what mitzvah achas? The Gemara says, my mitzvah achas? Mitzvah achas yeseiro aschui yosef. But the Rishonim asks, so the Yerushalmi says pshat, Charedim learns pshat, also pshat in the Bavli, that he does one mitzvah b'shleimus gemura, v'meile he zoiche b'kol ha-mitzvahs kulam. Avada, not the pshat. This Charedim comes after Perek Samach. You're not allowed to skip a mitzvah. First to know that we're not, you know, some people they take this, and then, you know, all the other mitzvahs, they're not through. This mitzvah they keep. That's a gomish. The first yesod is, a person is not allowed to have a mitzvah that he's not careful in. After you know this yesod, come to our yesod. Take one mitzvah, and then this mitzvah haltzach stark. And this mitzvah without an end. And this mitzvah not to stop. Not to stop in this mitzvah. This is the yesod. This is the yesod and his ma'arich of them. So I lived with him 1 week. The other week, we came to the kviyas again. I asked him if he really has a mitzvah. I also didn't have yet a mitzvah that I picked. So we decided to learn it 1 more week. Second week, come over again. I said, no, he has a mitzvah. He also doesn't have a mitzvah. I also didn't have yet a mitzvah. We decided to learn it the 3rd week. Leitav noch nicht geat a mitzvah. Ladies, the person has to have a mitzvah. 400 years ago, Mishnah, but we all have been zahle chareli, but poor mom. That week, was a bochur in yeshiva that lost his father. Bochur in yeshiva lost his father. So I went to Menachem Ovel. I go to Menachem Ovel. The bochur, when he left yeshiva, he's learning now in a different yeshiva. Come to Menachem Ovel. Come into the house. He's sitting there on his own, lonely, like this, the bochur. Come in, you know, the aloha is, the Ovel has to say something. Okay, he says a word, it's quiet. You know, so I have to say something. A bochur from yeshiva, he's sitting yeshiva. So I told him, what yeshiva your father learned? That's the Konas Bedvarim. He tells me, my father never learned in a yeshiva. My father was about tshuva. My father never learned in a yeshiva. And he gets quiet again. So, I have to Menachem Ovel, you know, it becomes even more not comfortable. It became awkward to sit there. So I remember when I looked inside, when I came in, I saw the sign outside. His father was Mamazag and Asher. Ben Reb Yosef. So says, Rabbi Asher, Ben Rabbi Yosef, Hashem Yinkom Dabo. The grandfather was killed. Now, the father was Nifter, he was 52, the guy that was Nifter. So, made a choshben, if the guy that was Nifter, if this Rabbi Asher that was Nifter is 52, so his father cannot be killed less than 52 years ago, yeah? Because then he can't be born. So it can be that he was killed by the Nazis, right? Because the Nazis were more than 52 years ago. So I told him, so where your father was killed? Trying to make the cheshbon, where your father was killed? And I never heard, you know, what was the meiser? So he looks at me and he tells me, you really want to know my father's story? I said, yes. I said, you sure you want to hear the story of my father? I said, yes. I said, you sure? I said, yeah. I said, I'll tell you. My father was brought up someone out in Buffalo, it was called the place. It's not from when he was 17 and a half, his father was killed by a guy, robber in the park. After a year and a half, his mother was nifter from Agmas Nefesh. He was left on his own. Came to Eretz Yisrael, went to search. He came to the Koisel, the guy there that chaps people after davening. Took him to Esha Teira. Kids, he came to Esha Teira, met Mendel Weinbach. He told him, no, I have a lot of questions. He said, if you learn for an hour, then I will answer all of your questions. He says, no, I have questions. If you answer my questions, I will learn. If not, he gets it back and forth. No, learn for an hour, only after I will answer your questions. He said, no. He left, went back to Buffalo. Not true. There, in the street, he met someone. Actually, his name was Meir Kahana, I think. He met him. No shachas. It was not like, no shachas. And the guy told him, why are you not from? He yelled him in the street, why are you not from? So he told him, I have a lot of questions. He says, come to my office, I will answer all your questions. Came to his office there, sat him for 10 hours, he answered all of his questions. He decided to become from. Not chas v'shalom to lead that group. So he went to the Rav of Buffalo. I decided to become frum. So he had to have a parnasa. So what he did for parnasa is he was a mashgiach kashas. How the mashgiach kashas? Yeah, they taught him all the halachas. My philosophy of the chshem there. But he was a mashgiach kashas. So he was a mashgiach kashas the whole night and the whole morning. He finished the hashgacha. His shift was 12 o'clock. So he didn't manage to put on tefillin shachris. Yeah. So he went to Mincha with a tefillin zekel. Comes to Mincha with a tefillin zekel. So Yid goes over to him, Alta Yid, tells him, shachris he put on tefillin, nisht Mincha. So what he will tell him is, Mashgiach Kashas was up the whole night, the whole day. He told him, I forgot shachris, I'm putting on Mincha. So the guy looks at him, you forgot to put on tefillin and shachris. The guy picks up his sleeve, shows him the number from Auschwitz. Tells him, I was 6 years in Auschwitz. My job was to take the garbage from point A to point B, like a circle. Was one Nazi in point A with a gun, and one Nazi in point B with a gun. Was one place in between that the Nazis didn't see me. And there for 6 years, I put on tefillin, and I never missed even once. And you forgot to put on tefillin? And he decided he's putting on tefillin. So that part this bacher didn't know. But when I said over the smaise, so he was sitting there, the son of the Rav from Buffalo, that was the Rav in that time in the Stadt. And he added a piece to the story. So I'm saying it with that piece that he added. So his father, the Rav, this guy comes over to his father. I decided tefillin is my mitzvah now. He decided, this the kid also knew that the father decided that tefillin would be his mitzvah. But he didn't know that with that decision, he went over to the Rav. He took all the money that he saved from the Mashgiach Kashrus and told him, here's all my money. Buy tickets to myself and the Rav to fly to New York. They flew to New York. The rest of his money, he bought the most mehudah tefillin that he could buy with his money. And he came back to both of them. And he's putting on his tefillin. Mitzvah's tefillin is his mitzvah. Comes to Eretz Yisrael, he gets married, And 2.5 weeks ago, this is what Yassim is telling me in the Shiva house, my mother's father passes away. His shvel. So he goes to Buffalo to Menachem Olo. His shvel was nifter. He was very close to his shvel because he didn't have parents. He married this frum girl, so who looked after him? His in-laws. So he lost his father-in-law, so he went down. When he's there in Buffalo, by his father-in-law's shiva house, he gets a message that his best friend from Buffalo died. Who is his best friend? When he lost his parents, was a person, but I understand he was not from that person, decided to like adopt him, to take care of him. You know, a teenager was going around with nothing. This person decided to look after him. So this person is looking after him. That person that's looking after him passes away. So he felt such a cause to this person, he decided he's doing the taira. Who will look after him? Stamayid Buffalo. He went down to do the taira, the cleaning, tachrichim. He will do the kvura. He will do everything to his friend. So he leaves Shiva house. He runs to the other place. He finishes the levaya. It was 1:30. He finishes to take care of everything. It was already 12 o'clock. So he has an hour and a half to the levaya. But he didn't put on tefillin yet. So he decided he will drive to the Shiva house. It's like 40 minutes. Put on tefillin, say Krishma, drive right back. Managed to make it to the levaya. Everyone told him, "Happy Aloha, he's potu, he's oisik b'mitzvah, he's misasking in a mitzvah, you could put on tefillin after the levaya, I mean, shkia is much later." He said, "No, I can't." He drives, he runs, he puts on the tefillin, makes the mitzvah, drives back to the levaya, and he's for sure the first maspid, and he gets up and he says, Chazal said, Knelech achava. And he gets a heart attack, and he dies on the spot, and he falls down with death. Chod she was mekayim mitzvah tefillin. If not, if you would not go back, you would be one day without tefillin. The Chevra Kadisha calls the family, you know you lost your father, we have to misada levaya, bring him back to Eretz Yisrael. So Chevra Kadisha approaches the family, if you know where your father wanted to be buried, Harazei Simaram Nuchas, Bet Shemesh, there's a couple options. So the older brother says, I remember a couple weeks ago, my father told me, like 5 weeks ago, I think Harazei Sim is a good place. Chevra Kadisha Paskin, he said, I think Harazei Sim is a good place, he wants Harazei Sim. So they asked him, he has some friends in Harazesim, you know, he's putting there, you know, forever, you know, let him to be near someone that he knows, you know, be lonely. So they had two people that he knows. One was Sfaradi, and Chalkas Sfaradi was not Negea. So there's one old man that he was very close to. So they looked, there was Punkun there, this old man was one place. So they buried him there. If you didn't guess, this is the old man that put him to put on the tefillin. And he's buried near this person in analysis. So, first, the message for myself was, you know, if I would not be learning the Haredi 3 weeks in a row before I would come there, a nice story, I would hear the story and I would not have that son of the Rav adding to me the peace. I would also miss the whole mashmoyos of the story. I pushed the yid. I said, after I found out, go, choshev yid. One mitzvah he took on himself. It's a nubal tshuva. But tefillin, his meisa nefesh, all of his life. Hashem, Chazal say, when a person dies mitoich mitzvah, this is the biggest. It shows, kiru, but this is his chibur. Hashem is mezakin to die mitoich tefillin, mitoich mesirus nefesh letefillin. Two people, was one person 6 years in Auschwitz was meisa nefesh letefillin, and one person that was meisa nefesh and always letefillin, and Hashem puts them together leminuch hasilam. One mitzvah. This is the koyach of one mitzvah. Any person has to know, now you're young, it's the time to start this chared. It's the time to start this chared. Avad, you don't have to start it bekoil rash godl, but you have to start it. No one to be masbir. I spoke once to do this chared. So Bocha came up to me, you know, I could do sukkah. 7 days a year. I told him, yeah, but I want to explain to you what sukkah means. Sukkah means, the first, you know, you will learn Masechta Sukkah, you will know Sukkah. Yeah, you make a mehudah de kesukah, chazanish sukah, without maimit. No trips chalamoed. You know, you want to be in the sukah the whole time. Eventually, you'll be machmer, you know, not to drink water outside the sukah. The more that you could to be in the sukah the whole time, you build yourself a big place, a bed in the sukah, and until you die in the sukah, yeah. You will never go to places that if you can't be there for sukkahs, if you don't have a sukkah, you're not going. This will be your mitzvah. You take the dollar minimum there in the sukkah. Yeah, this is your mitzvah. It doesn't make a difference. Most of what I'm going to say, shalashudas was his mitzvah. For me, shalashudas is mitzvah. Anytime he has fish in shalashudas, he is makid in the mishtabur to drink grape juice in shalashudas. It's the halachas of shalashudas. It's the halachas. Shudas haramba. We have to have good in shalashudas. Mishtabur says, roi lechot ben teir lasas. Maybe Choshevi does it. He's doing shalashudas. Not only I'll do shalashudas, yeah. Two pieces of cookies, yeah? He's making shalashudas. By him in the house, shalashudas will be not less than the main meal. Against the shleim of b'shaita. Mark with the kazayis passed before shkia. But this is a lot. Roif suuda. Doesn't make a difference what is the mitzvah. But a person has to know, when you're young, is the time that you could do it. I'm sure everyone here thinks, yeah, for sure, before I leave life, I will have a mitzvah, yeah? When? Don't worry. It will never happen. It will never happen. It will never happen. It will never happen. Now you're young. Now you have the koichus. But you have to know, the chokhmah is not to take one mitzvah on and every day to change it. You take a mitzvah and you keep this mitzvah forever. You take a mitzvah and you keep that mitzvah forever. You don't stop. You don't stop. This is the chokh. This is the chokh. One mitzvah and you keep that mitzvah forever. When a person has that koyach, sticking to one mitzvah, again, it only works if you have the akdoma of siman samach. Perek samach. Perek samach is that a person will not be nisrashel in a mitzvah. A person will not be nisrashel in a mitzvah. If a person is nisrashed on a mitzvah and he takes on one mitzvah, sever tzach gornish. The Rambam calls him apikoyas. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis and Makkah says, Haredi brings him down. Chanan ibn Akash, hoi merot ha-koyish boruch hu lezakis Yisrael, lefich ha-rochir bo lehem teiru mitzvah, shenem ha-Hashem chofes demahan tzidkoi, yagdil, teiru ve-yadir, zog de Rambam, shikeivon, Hashem gave so much mitzvahs that every person will find one mitzvah that he could do b'shleibus, and that mitzvah is the one that he holds onto the tree. That mitzvah is the one that he holds onto the tree. It takes a couple weeks, sometimes it takes a year or two, but after that, it's the nicest thing in the world. It's the nicest thing in the world. This is my mitzvah. This is my mitzvah. I'm saying again, the Yitzhak Horeh, when he hears a person is planning to do it, he says, so don't worry. Even when you try, the Yitzhak, I'm saying, a week after week, I was doing with this Bachar, we're learning the Haredim inside. You can learn the Haredim inside. Perek Samach Aleph. Sefer Haredim, Perek Samach Aleph. Person decides, I'm taking on a mitzvah. I'm taking on a mitzvah. So the Amiroim asked, what mitzvah was your father? What he asked is, Avuch b'may zoyer tfei. My father was not zoyer tfei. He was like all of us. No, if my father is a Amiro, for sure he has one mitzvah. So you could come to the kids and say, Avuch b'may zoyer tfei. There's no tzad that Avuch is not zoyer tfei b'something. Like, was a normal child. No, what is the mitzvah of your father? I test my kids a lot of times. No, what is the mitzvah I'm zayin? If they don't know, I know that I'm, every time I ask the new ones, the ones that get older, yeah? If they don't know I'm not keeping the mitzvah kamesh itself. Avuch b'mayis mitzvah. A person has to do it. Some people think, no. Some people, it happened to them that they're like that. Zachlota. Zachlota. The person decided. You know, by me was a pele. He took the zachlota in Buffalo. 50 years later, 40 years later, 30 years, how much is it? In the same place, the same nisayon, a second before he dies. Think of it. Look how his neshama shines. And Hashem makes him to be near this person that was based on nefesh and mitzvahs tefillin. It's a beautiful zach. It's a mishmendik zach. This is what a person has to push. And if a person pushes, I'm saying, and he takes on himself, and he takes it on himself, and he decides to do it, I don't think, yeah, in 5 years, in 10 years, now it's so easy. It's mashman charedim, you could take two. So you could take one out. Maybe when you're married, you'll decide to take one more. But you take one mitzvah. You start to do it. Rav Scheinberg took tzitzis out. This is his mitzvah. It's different people took different mitzvahs. It's not a dovo shel mabikach. It's not a stira. Person can stay in Nuhl, Bachel, Lekzach, and Lernen. The Bichlal doesn't disturb. Not saying to think on a Shabbos Aveda, to start to run around the streets to find Avedas, yeah? I'm going to take a mitzvah, the Shartz, I've been taking. The person's mischazik, Be'ezus Hashem, will have Siyat HaDishmai, and Nichbetake, to try, not to let the Yitzhahore to push it away. Be'ezus Hashem, will have Siyat HaDishmai.